Howdy, Rosie.
Howdy, Bing. What are you going to start off with today?
Well, I thought you might do the first song, Rosie.
Well, I'm sorry, partner. I'm still on my coffee break.
Okay, I'll sing then.
This may be your big opportunity.
You never can tell when it'll come.
When an irresistible force such as you meets an old immovable object like me, you can bet just as sure as you live, something's gotta give, something's gotta give, something's gotta give. When an irrepressible smile such as yours warms an old implacable heart such as mine, don't say no, 'cause I insist. Somewhere, somehow, someone's gonna get kissed. So on guard, who knows what the fates have in store from their vast mysterious sky. I'll try hard, ignoring those lips I adore. But how long can anyone try? Fight, 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 fight it with all of our might. Chances are some heavenly star-spangled night we'll find out as sure as we live. Something's gotta give, something's gotta give, something's gotta give.
I wonder if anyone realizes that there's a vacuum cleaner out that costs $320,000.
Did you say $320,000 for a vacuum cleaner?
That's just what I said.
That's kind of a luxury appliance, isn't it?
Is it diamond-studded and jet-propelled?
Chauffeur-driven?
This isn't a vacuum cleaner for the home. This vacuum has been designed for the New York City subways.
They're going to clean up the New York City subways?
What news?
With a $320,000 vacuum cleaner.
It'll be worth every cent of it.
Yes, sir. This is some vacuum cleaner, folks. It'll cruise around the tracks, and it'll inhale all the dirt and exhale pure air.
Oh, like the people are doing now.
Almost.
Well, I would say that this machine's worth $320,000 any day.
Yeah, sure it is. Especially when you figure that it's only the taxpayers who are going to pay for it with only money.
Yeah. That's
all right. Who else with what else?
You know, I'm getting a flash. This gives me a big idea.
What is it, Ben?
Well, let me kick it around a little. I'd like to sleep on it, maybe, while you're working.
Oh, we'll
thank
you
a little
very
later
much.
After some
thank
music.
You.
We'll have a little music,
you're a big fan.
That's agreeable to me.
Me too.
Well, you were beeping there for a minute. You see the idea now, don't you?
Love, look away. Love, look away from me. Fly when you pass my door. Fly and get lost at sea. Call it a day. Love, let us say we're through. No good are you for me. No good am I for you. Wanting you so, I try too much. After you go, cry too much. Love, look away. Lonely though I may be, leave me and set me free. Look away, look away, look away from me.
How about a game of charades, gang?
Charades?
That's one of my favorites, Rosie. Someone acts out a story, you know, and the others try to guess it.
That sounds like fun. Go ahead, Ken. You start.
Let's see now. He's kind of drooping. His tongue is sticking out.
I got it. You're an old shoe.
Right. Now, get this.
The letter S, and he's shooting a gun.
Oh, that's easy. S and kill. Skill.
Great. Now watch me closely. This one's important.
Meow.
I got the cat, but what's the bit with your hair?
Black. Get it? Black cat. You don't have to go any further, Ken. I think we've got the whole story now.
Oh, what you're trying to say is that discarding shoes with lots of wear left is downright wasteful.
And that the shoe repairer with skill and modern equipment can turn old shoes into better than new ones.
You know, it sounds almost as though we rehearsed this.
No, no. Anyone could have guessed you were telling the story of a skilled craftsman who can make a family's budget stretch further.
One thing nobody has to guess at. You can quickly tell your shoe repairer is giving you top-quality products as well as first-class service by the famous Cat's Paw sign in his window.
Outstanding products like Cat's Paw Twin Grip Soft Resilient Heels and Soles, and Lighter Than Leather, Lighter Than Rubber Microlite Soles by Cat's Paw guarantee you the best underfoot.
So visit your shoe repairer who displays the famous Cat's Paw Cat when any pair of your family's shoes need mending, and add many miles of walking comfort economically.
Be sure to ask for Cat's Paw products by name, and look for Cat's Paw new shoes, too.
Thy love to this heart unceasing aches bring. Oh, come and be near, so the pain assuage to me alone. Thy love thou didst pledge, and my heart holds thee preciously dear.
Easy, except when it comes to relieving cold distress. And then the faster, the better. That's why you should listen to this.
Here's Giselle McKenzie, one of America's most popular TV and movie stars.
If a nasty cold bothers you, think what it does to me. I don't feel like singing with my nose stopped up, head feeling like a balloon from sinus congestion. To feel better fast, I take the newest medicine, new improved four-way cold tablets. Today's four-way contains a decongestant to drain sinus passages while it relieves cold distress.
Clinical tests prove four-way acts faster than any other leading cold or sinus tablet. In minutes, four-way speeds pain-relieving medicine all through your body. In the same time, there was no trace with other brands. Only four-way starts so fast to relieve muscular pains, reduce fever, relieve headache without upsetting stomach. And four-way drains sinus congestion to restore free breathing.
Four-way's marvelous. Makes me feel fine in no time.
To relieve cold miseries while you drain sinus congestion, get new four-way. Fastest acting of all the leading cold and sinus tablets. New improved formula, same familiar package, only 39 cents.
You know, there's an old joke that says if you want to double up, eat green apples. I think that's a rather neat way of cueing us into a double-type song, don't you, Rosie?
Well, I don't want to start an argument just before we sing.
No, you're not going to be bitter. I see what you mean, Rosie. Anyway, let's double up on something. All we await, I guess, is a cue from Buddy. And we're gone.
They say that falling in love is wonderful. It's wonderful. So they say.
And with the moon up above, it's wonderful. It's wonderful. So they tell me.
I can't recall who said it. I know I never read it.
I only know they tell me that love is grand. And
to hold a girl in your arms is wonderful. Wonderful, wonderful, in every way, so they say.
You'll find that falling in love is wonderful, it's wonderful. So they say.
And with the moon up above, it's wonderful. It's wonderful. So they tell me.
To leave your house some morning, and without any warning, you're stopping people shouting that love is grand.
And
the thing that's known as romance is wonderful, wonderful. In every way, so they say.
Say, Bing, what was that flash you had about the big vacuum cleaner, the one they're going to use to clean the New York subways?
Well, I've got it worked out, I think, now. It occurred to me that these big vacuum cleaners might be very, very handy for the Treasury Department.
You mean we could pay our taxes by vacuum cleaner?
I mean our taxes could be extracted by vacuum cleaner.
It would be direct.
And it would be quick.
And painless. One big whoosh. And away it goes.
Go to the cleaners every April.
Spring cleaning, yes, sir. How nice.
Your idea is that the man drives up with his vacuum, and everybody in the neighborhood comes out and stands in front of the nozzle, huh?
That's right. Block parties, you know?
Yes.
The tax collector runs the nozzle along and he sucks the money right out of your jeans. With women, it'd be their purses.
Tax collecting by vacuum cleaner would certainly save a lot of bookkeeping.
You'd have to go out in the backyard and cover the tomato cans, too. Save an endless amount of trouble on tax day, which we would call, new title, Vacuum Cleaner Day.
Oh, fine. After that, we all start anew. Clean pockets and clean purses.
That's the idea. The bags of money could be carted to Washington and dumped into a big bin at the U.S. Treasury.
Fantastic.
I can see where this plan would save an endless amount of red tape and paperwork.
You said it. Automation in this case, Ken, would practically take the place of bureaucracy.
Yeah, something like you got a great idea here, Bing.
Whoosh, and your taxes are paid. I like that.
Clean the people, that's our motto.
Clean their pockets, at least.
Say, what about all the lint that would be collected?
Oh, you get your lint back.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, that seems fair and
yeah,
fair.
They put it on bindles. Get a bindle of lint back every
friends,
every
write
quarter.
To your congressman about the big vacuum cleaner. Let's go into this.
No more sitting up to all hours with the tax man and worrying about it and keeping books and all that jazz.
Yeah, the cleaner's simpler, a lot simpler. Maybe they get busy on this down in Washington, huh? They ain't got anything to do down there. Who knows?
Shall we turn off the vacuum now and listen to some music?
Moonlight Mississippi is a whistle stop town. They take in the sidewalks when the sun goes down. It's slow as molasses that drips from a can, but Moonlight Mississippi is the promised land, with their deep south talking that's so pleasant to hear. Like corn on the cob, it's mighty sweet on the ear. There's just 7 houses and 1 yellow hound, for Moonlight Mississippi is a whistle stop town. Down round the levee where magnolias bloom, I never seen such a place in my life. The air gets so heavy with the sweet perfume, you can cut it up with a knife. At night on each plantation, cotton gleams so darn white. Stars go on vacation, folks don't need a light. The trains don't stop at moonlight unless they're flagged down, for Moonlight Mississippi is a whistle stop town. Moonlight Mississippi is a whistle stop town.
Bye, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you.
Au revoir. Listen again now, won't you?
Bing Crosby and Rosemary Clooney with Buddy Cole's music were presented from Hollywood. Produced by Bill Morrow and Myrtle McKenzie. This is Ken Carpenter inviting you to join us again tomorrow.